Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 692. The best life and training advice I received from a homeless man. Part 1 by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And today's post is on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So let's hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. The best life and training advice I received from a homeless man. Part one by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. The night was filled with an air of uncertainty. Bodies were all over the place. Some were curled up on the ground sleeping. Others were on their respective corners panhandling. A select few wandered the pavement aimlessly, yelling obscenities into the night at whomever was brave enough to get too close. It was a scene that I was all too familiar with. I had several ways to respond. A, give some money, not an option with only credit cards. B, fake the funk and act like I'm talking on the phone. Or C, temporarily lose any sense of hearing and peripheral vision, becoming Robot Raj and walking right by without a word. Standard protocol. Ahead of me, I hear one of the homeless men ask someone for money. He brushes him off, saying that he wishes he could help him, which prompts the homeless man to yell the wildest, most insightful response I've heard to anything in the history of the world. A wish. I stayed up that night laughing with my friends at what he said, mainly because of how shocking and raw it was. But a week later, I still couldn't shake the statement, and here's why. Why wishing sucks, and what to do instead. It's natural to wish, to want, to desire. We all do this to some extent. Some men and women see someone with a well-developed physique, walk down the street, and wish they could be like them. Many aspiring authors read an amazing piece of writing and wish they could create something similar. Every time I watch Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, Louis C.K., or any other amazing stand-up comedian perform, I wish that I could do what they did. Wishing, however, is a dangerous trap that we can catch ourselves in that does more harm than good. We're problem solvers by nature. When we wish something, our brain goes to work, searching through our mental Google database to find a way to turn that wish into a reality. It wants us to take action. What happens when we don't, though? It confuses our mind and body. It causes friction and conflict, dissonance between our desires and our behaviors. It's like the student who knows the answer to the teacher's question, yet doesn't get called on, despite raising their hand and waving it in the air like a psychopath. Wishes can also serve as a false release valve, a press in case of emergency button. We can want something so badly that the act of wishing releases the pressure, taking it from something that could happen and turning it into an impossible task that's outside of ourselves and our capabilities. At this point, we may as well wait for a genie or Christina Aguilera to come out of a bottle, because that's the only way what we wish for is going to happen. We can become addicted to wishing, conditioning ourselves to believe that wanting alone is just as good, if not better than, striving towards and attaining. So, what to do instead? Ask better questions. This alone leads to more productive answers, increasing the likelihood of taking better action. When you find yourself wishing, chances are you're on the right track. Instead of letting the thread end there, though, take yourself deeper down the rabbit hole. Ask yourself, what are some steps that you can take to bring yourself closer to where you want to be? Don't just keep them in your head. Write them down, big and small ideas alike. Put them in the Notepad app on your phone, or tattoo them on your body like in Memento if you're feeling that sassy. As an example, for the last few months, every time I saw someone with a Bane-esque looking back, I found myself wishing that I too could increase the jactitude of my back muscles. I took my own advice and made the following list of things that I could act on. 1. Do more heavy rows. 2. Get better at pull-ups. 3. Do more back exercises in the higher rep ranges. 4. Train my upper back more frequently. And 5. Eat more food and gain a bit more body fat while chasing muscle gains. The list got my mind going and gave me something to go off of. After using this as a rough outline, I got out of my own head, sat down, and put together a training program based on these musings, and I'm loving it more than a dog loves his owner. Be as general or specific as you want to be, as long as you feed the wish instead of letting it float around in the realm of fantasy. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "The Best Life and Training Advice I Received from a Homeless Man," by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. Right now I'm listening to this book on Audible called How to Have a Good Day. And the chapter I just happened to be listening to, the author describes how many successful people keep a notepad and a pen around everywhere they go. The author herself actually has a waterproof notepad and pen in the shower. She also happens to keep one by her bed, which is something I do. Why? The big question is, why do people do that? Well, it's as Roger mentioned, we need to get our wishes, our desires, and our thoughts, no matter how random, on paper. I've said this many times on this show before. When we put our thoughts down on paper, it makes them more real. It makes them more what we call concrete. And as a result, it actually makes it more likely for those thoughts to become reality. And so what did Roger do? He took his own advice and made a list of things. He wrote down, basically, a list of things that he could do to make his back big like Bane's from The Dark Knight Rises. Or to make it sound more like Bane,
"You want your back to be my sized."
So one step that you can do right now to create that bridge between a wish and making that a reality is to simply write down that wish. But as Roger said, sometimes that's not enough. And we'll hear part two where he describes how to make that leap. Now, before I go, really quickly, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything listed there would be a great help. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great Tuesday. Thank you for listening and dealing with my horrible impressions. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.